Palestinians apply for joining the ICC as a very peaceful means to seek justice. So why is Israel so afraid of the Palestinian government to join the court? Israel will never face ICC. Bibi is right. Sooner or later, Netanyahu and his men will pay the price for the crimes they committed. It's normal for a criminal to be afraid if you're talking about the court.
Well, what about that, Mr. Hellman, as you've heard some of our the comments from our Facebook page? If Israel has nothing to be afraid of, then what would be the big deal in actually going to the ICC?
Well, first, the Palestinian Authority is not a nation state. Secondly, Palestinian Authority and the PLO, which are the same thing effectively, have agreed to pursue bilateral negotiations. They have signed international agreements to say that they will proceed toward peace and their recognition through bilateral negotiations with Israel under the auspices of the Quartet. Most recently, that was United States, Europe, Russia, and the United Nations. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has been ready, willing, and able to conduct peace negotiations for going on 6 years. And in fact, Israel even had to put a stop to their construction, their legitimate construction of homes for their citizens who live in the communities of Judea and Samaria that the world calls the West Bank and Jerusalem and so forth. They put a stop to the building of those homes to facilitate peace talks. But every time that Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, is offered an agreement to give him almost everything that he wants, just like his predecessor,
Mr. Hellman, all due respect, I asked you another question.
He walks away.
Sir, my question, he walked
to the UN.
If Israel has not committed a crime, then why would it be worried about being tried? This is the question, not about the peace talks, but about this specifically.
Because, frankly, the United Nations has been an unfair forum to Israel. For example, the UN Human Rights Council spends a vastly disproportionate amount of its time looking at alleged abuses and problems, really invented false allegations against Israel, and it does not have time, for example, to investigate more than 250,000 deaths in Syria that have been perpetrated with the help of the regime in Iran.
So, Mr. Hellman, are you saying that 2,000 people being killed in Gaza last year is a fabrication, sir? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that is a number that is thrown out, which is not accurate. And secondly, a much greater proportion of those than has been acknowledged were Hamas and other terrorist fighters.
All right, Mr. Dean, turning to you, Mr. Dean in Atlanta. Mr. Dean in Atlanta, all international agencies have admitted that 2,000 Palestinians were killed in Gaza. Of course, one of the most heavily populated areas in the world per capita.
So this is ridiculous.
Stay with me, Mr. Hellman, Mr. Dean. Mr. Dean, when you look at the situation that is happening in the world, although Mr. Hellman has said the opposite, that the UN has been unfair, it seems that up until this time, nothing has really been done against the Tel Aviv regime. Are we entering a new phase? Do you think that there is a change in the horizon to make Israel have to answer for what it has done?
The world public is, but the governments aren't doing very much. And he's showing his cards here with this fairy tale that he's been talking about, because Mr. Hellman was trained in Israel using his environmental cover for 7 years and sent back here to set up the Christian AIPAC wing here under AIPAC. And he's advocated, he wants the UN Human Rights Council, the Congress to push to have them investigated for the genocide of Israelis. He's pushed for the ethnic cleansing of all Palestinians out of the West Bank. He wants a pure Jewish state.
That's not true.
We did a background check on this guy.
No, untrue.
And he is covered up.
That's
He's
false.
One of the most rabid Christian Zionists that we've ever seen.
No.
To sit here and basically say that they've been working
untrue.
For peace. They've undermined every peace effort that's come along.
That's untrue.
And we've checked this with Defense Intelligence,
true.
And we know all about you, Mr. Hellman.
Hi, Mr.
Okay,
Hellman.
Well, we'll
Listen,
be happy that we're going to be publishing
you don't know it.
Mr. Hellman, Mr. Hellman, the reaction of the Tel Aviv regime, Mr. Hellman, question for you. The reaction of the Tel Aviv regime when hearing about the Palestinians and trying to get membership in the ICC is basically saying that they would punish the Palestinians for this. What does that mean when you say like that, when you talk to another entity as if they are something subservient to yourself? What does that mean they will punish the Palestinians for going to an international forum?
Well, first, Israel's government is duly elected by the people, including not just the Jewish citizens, but the Muslim and Christian and other citizens of Israel. I don't know who elected Mahmoud Abbas anytime recently. And Israel has agreed to negotiate every issue fairly and completely with the Palestinian Authority, or basically with the PLO. But every time that they try to make an offer to Mahmoud Abbas, to Abu Mazen, he walks away. And now he has once again injured his own people to the tune of $500 million between what is endangered in U.S. aid, in Israeli payments that Israel passes through to prop up Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority. They have passed through hundreds of millions of dollars of tax receipts. Israel also provides drinking water, all the municipal water, to Gaza and to Judea, Samaria, or the West Bank. They also provide all the electric power to these areas, and they do much else. They have helped create the universities and colleges.
So again, Mr. Hellman, I asked you one question. And you're answering another. I asked you, what gives Israel the right? Are you saying then that Israel will cut off the water supply, cut off the money? Is this why you're mentioning those things?
No.
Is that what they're going to do?
No. No, I don't know. Israel is independent and they don't ask my advice on these matters, but what they have done is they have reacted in disappointment because for all their efforts to make peace with the Palestinian Authority or the PLO, they have basically gotten a slap in the face.
Okay,
and,
Mr. Dean, I got to
no
give you because we're just about out of time. Mr. Dean, your take on all of this. Mr. Dean, will it be different this time around?
The very real situation.
Can Palestinians get justice at the ICC?
It's just a fairy tale. Every time that they so-called offered peace, they started announcing the building of settlements. That's why Abbas walked out, because it was phony. They would announce that to get the U.S. press, and then they would announce they're going to do settlement building. And Abbas couldn't agree to negotiate someone that's in doing settlements. And then they would do another attack on Gaza. Or if they formed a unity government, they would do an attack on Gaza. And they have people like Hellman here, out here motor-mouthing, that it's always the Palestinians that don't want peace. And there's plenty of this in the American intelligence community that have watched this go on for years and years, and it's a complete hoax, and people
okay.
are learning
I'm
about
so
it.
I'm so sorry, because I definitely would like to continue.
More.
I would like to continue, but unfortunately, we are flat out of time. Appreciate both my guests, Mr. Richard Hellman out of Washington Middle East Research Center, Mr. Jim W. Dean out of Atlanta, Veterans Today. Appreciate both of you being with us. And as always, we appreciate all of our viewers for staying with us on Another Debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing out. Goodbye.